$100. Never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Which team is in a better situation going into the summer, going into the NBA draft, going into free agency and so forth? Which team is in a better situation going into the summer, Boston or Milwaukee? Which team's in a better situation going into the summer, Boston or Milwaukee? Don't forget, you can download the Green and Growing podcast on your Odyssey app or wherever you download your favorite podcast. And from time to time, we'll throw it up on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page as well. We've been having some technical issues on this podcast, as you are well aware of if you've been listening. So not really been posting much of anything on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page until we get this all straightened out. I think we made progress tonight. I'll find out after we stop recording and go back and listen to the audio. But as of right now, I think we're good. So we'll see. Hopefully we figured it all out. All right, Marzion, who's in a better situation going into the summer, Boston or Milwaukee?
I think it's Milwaukee. I talked about this a little bit yesterday. I did a Twitter Spaces where I was just kind of talking about the, you know, where would you rather be? Whose roster would you rather have, et cetera. To me, so much of it, honestly, like, comes down to, okay, if it's close, if they both have good rosters that are kind of, you know, there's old players on them that you might have to move, and there's guys that you kind of want to move away from and stuff. The tie goes to the team that has Giannis and the team that has the star that no matter what's going on around that star, he will keep you at least good. And Tatum or Brown are not that, you know, those guys are really good players, but they're not alone like that good. With Tatum and Brown, is it a for sure that you can win with those two as your main pieces? No. Is it a for sure that you can win with Giannis as your main piece? Yes, it's happened. You know, we know that that can happen. So to me, a lot of it comes down to that. And I just think, you know, the Bucks are probably going to bring back Chris and Brooke. They're probably going to have Drew back. They're going to have Giannis. Like, they're still going to be a very, very good team. And you hopefully that the coaching stuff really solves a lot of these issues. Whereas, I don't know, to me, the Celtics have more on the court player type issues than the Bucks do. Not that the Bucks have none, but I don't know. I just, if the Celtics ran it back and the Bucks ran it back with different coaches, I would believe in the Bucks more than I would the Celtics, just because I'm like, okay, I think, you know, this Bucks team is really good. They just needed the coaching. Whereas the Celtics, it's like, are Tatum and Brown able to get you to a title? I don't really know. You know, there's just more question marks. Marcus Smart's looked much worse this year. Al Horford started to look a lot worse. Derek White hasn't been as good as he was. There's just guys that have regressed from last year. So that's where I'm at. And you're going to have to pay Tatum and Brown so much money going forward that you're going to kind of lose the depth and the ability to have all these good role players. Well, at that point, you're Tatum Brown. You have Tatum Brown and then not many great role players outside of that. If it ends up being like that, okay, are you going to really win anything like that? Probably not. The reason they've been so good is because they have so much depth, so many good players behind those guys. Because again, like, you know, Tatum and Brown alone are not that good that they just can carry you. It's like they have, you know, they kind of beat you by having a ton of guys behind them.